residential.
And does that cover discrimination?
Did you also mark discrimination? I assume that's related to the classification issue.
Correct.
Okay. You tell me, do you want me to, can you withdraw the value and the discrimination claims if there are any, and we'll go ahead and make this.
She didn't mark value.
I'm sorry?
I don't see value marked.
Okay, the discrimination was marked, it was based on the classification issue. Okay, so if we do this 2575 and then the other one, we would deny a change in classification. Do you still want us to rule on the discrimination part, or do you want to withdraw that?
If I withdraw it, do you guys do the 2575 and then the 100%?
We're going to do the 2575 either way.
Okay.
I mean, I'm just asking you because if you were going to appeal it or something like that, some people want a ruling on that issue.
I don't need one.
Okay. So you're okay with withdrawing the discrimination claim?
Correct.
Okay. I believe we had a second on my motion. All in favor?
Aye.
Okay. As to BOE 375, it'll be changed to mixed-use classification. Get a decision within a couple of days. And as to BOE 374, I'd make a motion to deny a change in classification.
Discrimination?
The discrimination was withdrawn.
Okay.
Yes, on both cases. And we have a second on that motion. All in favor?
Aye.
Okay, motion passes. So you'll get a decision on both within a couple of days. And we have given you the break on the slightly higher value on the 375. Appreciate you owning and taking County, and thank you for taking us up early.
All right, thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye. All right. Did you tell me that's it?
362 is the last one.
Okay. All the rest of them said no, we're not going to change today.
All the rest of them. He's coming in person tomorrow.
Okay, gotcha. All right. And 362 indicated they would do it today?
Yes.
Oh, okay. Hi, Aaron. This is David Akers with Taney County Board of Equalization. Is now a good time?
Yes.
Okay. Aaron, have we got Deidre, Justin, and Nikki all there, too?
No, it's just me.
Okay. I see the names all on this appeal. I take it that this is a property that you guys own in Taney County?
Yes.
Okay. Do you all own any other properties in Taney County that you put in a nightly rental program?
No.
Okay. And is this one a nightly rental?
Yes.
Okay. And what we have been doing on these is that if you just own one in Taney County, you put in a nightly rental program, we give you a break on the first one, 25% commercial, 75% residential as a mixed use. And if you acquire any more and put them in a rental program or a nightly rental program, then those would be 100% commercial.
I understand.
Okay. You may have already heard this or appealed it before. I don't know, but
It didn't appeal 2 years ago, and this is the same.
Okay, gotcha. Okay, with respect to BOE 362, I would make a motion that we classify it as mixed use, 25% commercial, 75% residential.
We also have value and discrimination.
Okay, you also appealed value. I'm assuming that's related to the classification issue.
Yes, I also think the land value you have assessed is incorrect based upon other properties such as down at Branson Canyon that is, again, a nightly rental community. I believe the land there is assessed at like $25,000 versus I think this one was $100,000.
Okay, well,
point, we're agreeable to just take the classification.
Well,
transfer.
The value we have listed here is $522,470. I mean, I guess the question is, are you agreeable that what you have there, that is not over the fair market value of your property? I mean, if
we'll just withdraw as to the valuation and just stay with the classification of the student.
Okay, my panel members are going to hate me, but if you want us to look at that, we will. I just want to make sure you...
Not at this time.
Okay, sounds good. All right, I made a motion to change to a mixed-use 2575 residential for the 75 and 25 for the commercial. Do we have a second?
Second.
Have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Okay, motion's going to pass. You'll get a decision within a couple of days. And we appreciate you owning in Taney County.
Did he waive discrimination on value?
Okay. Did you also have a discrimination on there? Okay. All right. Okay. You'll waive both of those. All right. Thank you. I appreciate it, and that'll close you out, so we don't have to call you tomorrow. It sounds like.
I just wish you guys would come up with a better system of doing this instead of making us have to go through these appeals. Your specific language says to reach out to the assessor's office and see if you can reach an agreement, but they will not reach an agreement. They make you file this appeal.
Okay, just
believe that it's a tragedy because you're just putting up procedural roadblocks that prevent other unsophisticated owners of getting the same relief. I think it just needs to be universal and be done with it.
Yeah, and Aaron, understand, we as a Board of Equalization are an independent citizens board. We're neither for or against them.
Can the assessor speak?
And this is a bad interpretation that she's using, and I'm hoping that the legislature is going to clear this up. I understand there's a bill pending to try to rectify this and clear this up, but it's because of assessors like yours that is taking an unusual interpretation and running with it, and I just think it's wrong.
Okay, I think I appreciate that, and I think the assessor wants to say something.
Yes, I would. The assessor has to follow the statutes. We have a case, Shipman versus Dominion, that clarifies for us as assessors that are elected. All the other first-class counties use 100% commercial. All the counties of us around us use that. We are unique in Taney County, where our Board of Equalization made their own rule. The assessor cannot go with that because I have to follow the law. We will have a new assessor next year. Thank you.
Okay. And, Aaron, I guess hopefully that answers your question as far as what of the procedure. So with respect to this, she may very well be right there. I mean, there are counties that refuse to even do them commercial, to just do them all residential. Some that do them, your first one is commercial, and everyone like it. And then we have a hybrid because we recognize that people utilize the properties, or at least the first ones, also for residential purposes. So in any event, we appreciate you owning in Taney County.
Thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye. All right, we have.
So the ones with the red lines are?
The red lines are the people that said, no, we're going to come in tomorrow. Okay. What time do we need to be here tomorrow?
I think I scheduled at 7 this morning. 9 o'clock.
That's not funny.
So are the ones then that are scheduled? Are these afternoon ones then going to move up to the morning?
At least the one guy with like 11 properties is moved up.
Oh, yeah. All those other ones are, he's coming, he changed his mind, he's coming in person, and he'll
be here at 11?
Yeah, at 11. He's traveling from Kansas.
Okay, so the guy.
So good.
Okay, are there any other ones in the afternoon, or was this it?
That was it.
So he'll be here at 11, so we should be done by noon, is what you're saying?
Yes. Yeah.
So we have nothing from then 9:30 to 11?
No, we have Janica and
Cliffside. They're at 9 and 9.
I still think you could finish Janica.
We've had to we'll get you a new one as soon as we can.
Yeah.
Okay, what you're saying, go ahead.
Yeah, what I'm saying is we have one at 9 and one at 9:15, but then we don't have anything else till this guy gets here at 11.
She's still in the room.
JCI, we moved that up.
Susan has talked to me about Kanakuk, and we're talking about possibly calling them right now and seeing. The assessor seems to be frustrated because Kanakuk doesn't send in their personal property list like she asks. But when they do, or when we got it every time, I mean, we've exempted them in years past. And unless something has changed from that list, I don't know that we're going to change what we're going to do. But I guess I want... have they indicated that anything has changed on that? I mean, I'm sure something.
I was on the phone with Mr. Creedon for about 20 minutes during lunch.
Oh, Creedon?
And we were trying to get all this change, so I'll get it.
What I was going to do is I might just try to call Kanakuk on the number here and just ask some, I mean, is that okay with the board? Ask them some questions about that list and what's going on with that.
And in answer to your question, all the ones that were down here, Jen is in the process of
moving.
Gotcha. All right, I might try to call.
You guys are great, by the way. Thank you for all you do.
Thank you.
Yes. Okay, I don't have Kanakuk on this list.
Yes,
do
there's
first one.
Yeah.
All right, let me see.
Do you want this file?
Awesome.
I've got my paper file.
Sure. As far as you know, the list probably hasn't changed a lot, but
no.
You don't know.
No. And like I said, you're just going to make it exempt anyway, so what's that point driving people through?
All right. Yeah.
I need a legal deal so that I'm not in trouble for not putting your stuff.
And what you're telling me is they didn't get you this list prior to when? When did they?
I don't know.
Okay. All right, let me see what I can do here.
Just tell them, remember, you got to get a list.
What's the deadline on it? It's April 1 or something?
March 31st.
March 31st. Mm-hmm. Lunch hour, so you might be having lunch. See if I leave a message.
Hi, you've reached the voicemail box of Chris Stang. I'm currently unavailable. At the tone, please record your message and I'll get back to you as soon as I can. When you finish recording, you may hang up or press the pound key for more options.
Hey, Chris, this is David Akers over at the Taney County BOE. We would like to potentially see if we could resolve your matter on the personal property issue by phone, maybe even today, depending on when you call back in. But if you could maybe call back into the county clerk's office, let us know if you can be available here in just a few minutes or a little bit. I'd appreciate it, so we could try to see if we could resolve this, get it off the docket for tomorrow. Thank you. Okay, that's Kanakuk, and then we already did those.
No, Cliffside and I did not call the Cliffside.
Do we know what the Cliffside is?
It's nightly rental.
Yeah, it's like a nightly rental.
Cliffside Bend. Do you have
classification only?
Okay. Do we have anybody else? All right. I'll try to call them.
They have a representative.
That's fine. It's probably this Plumley. Amy Porter. me, this is David Akers with the Taney County